With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Voters in Oneida County will be selecting a new Oneida County Circuit Court judge for Branch 2. Judge Michael Bloom is not seeking re-election. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the two candidates looking to fill the bench. Tomorrow, you'll hear from Assistant District Attorney Mary Sawinski. Today, we introduce you to Oneida County Corporation Counsel Mike Fugel.
For more than 15 years, Mike Fugel has represented Oneida County as corporation counsel. Before that, he worked for a private practice in Milwaukee. Fugel's handled both criminal and civil cases over the years.
I have the leadership capabilities that are required for a position like this. Being a judge, it's important to be able to manage your courtroom, to have the ability to discern what's happening, and the ability to make good decisions. And, through my life, I've had to make a lot of important decisions and big decisions. I certainly consider them, but, I'm not afraid to make the tough decision when the time comes.
Fugel says consideration for each person and case in front of them is one of the most important qualities a judge can have.
And I think an important thing for a judge to recognize is where the people are who are coming before you. And being able to make a decision, make the right decision, but also be able to recognize the impact your decision is going to have on the people appearing before you.
Both Fugel and the other candidate for judge, Mary Sawinski, say the lack of any kind of treatment court in Oneida County should be addressed. Fugel would like to see a family treatment court. He says that comes from his experience with children in need of protection services. Fugel says a vast majority of those cases involve families struggling with addiction.
Nobody wakes up one day and says, oh, I want to be addicted to methamphetamine. But that doesn't mean that there aren't consequences for for that action. And I think that, for the justice system, you need to find a way that people will be motivated to break free of that addiction cycle. And I think a treatment court would go a long way to providing, that component.
The race for Oneida County Circuit Court judge is on the April 2nd ballot. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Join us tomorrow on WXPR to hear from the other candidate for judge, Mary Sawinski. You can learn what's on your ballot, how to register, and where to vote at WXPR.org. Just look for the Spring Election 2024 Voter Guide. Prosecutors in Langley, DeForest, and Chippewa counties are declining to pursue felony charges against former President Donald Trump's fundraising committee and a Republican state lawmaker related to an effort to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission, which recommended last month that charges be filed, said in a memo prepared for a Friday meeting that prosecutors were not pursuing charges because of conflicts of interest. The Ethics Commission on Friday referred the charges to other counties for review. The commission alleges that Trump's fundraising committee and State Representative Janelle Branchon, a Trump ally, conspired in a scheme to evade campaign finance laws to support the Republican primary challenger to Voss in 2022. Florence County District Attorney Doug Drexler said in a letter to the commission that he had a conflict of interest because he has been a member of the county Republican Party for more than 30 years and performed legal services for members of the party. Langlade County District Attorney Kelly Hayes on Friday provided a letter that she sent to the Ethics Commission indicating that she had a conflict of interest, but the letter did not say what the conflict was. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer saw his tenure begin with the shutdown of the city's paper mill, and just weeks before he leaves office comes word that the long-idled facility will be sold.
Hopefully we can now move forward and find uses for the property.
Blazer says it's much too soon to tell if the site will get the wrecking ball or if pieces could be repurposed for a different type of manufacturing.
So the hope is that this will be successful here. And we will have some operating businesses there that are providing and making jobs and those kind of things.
Blazer says the city has been looped in with the new owners and plans to stay in touch to make sure the land comes back in a positive way for the city.
Phone numbers have been exchanged and contacts have been made prior to today. And so we're going to continue on developing that relationship.
Blazer says what happens on the land going forward is not in the city or state's control, but they are ready to talk if a new developer has ideas or needs help with a project.
Kyle Kearns, our community development director, he and I have been in conversation, that, they're going to rope in the state, Wisconsin Economic Development Corp, and making sure they're a part of these conversations should incentives need to be developed and or, some grants and things like that.
Bill Rood will be selling the property to Capital Recovery Group. The deal is expected to close in April. The state of Wisconsin has announced a big development in trying to establish more digital equity around the state. Mike Moen reports.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission say Wisconsin's blueprint for digital equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. That means the state is eligible for up to $30 million to implement its approach over the next 5 years. Martha Cranley, State Director for AARP Wisconsin, calls it a robust plan, noting that older populations continue to face challenges in being connected to the digital world.
We know that at least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected, either because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Stakeholders also note an infusion of new aid is helpful with the federal government's Affordable Connectivity Program, which provides discounts on monthly internet bills for eligible households in danger of running out of money. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.